This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a special guest. We've got Dr. John Adler with us. Dr. Adler is a professor of neurosurgery at Stanford. He's had a great academic career. He's also had a magnificent entrepreneurial career. He's been involved in three different business startups, a lot in the device industry, and more. Dr. Adler, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Well, thanks, Scott. I'm a odd duck in many respects. I'm at the core, I consider myself a neurosurgeon and proud of what I've done clinically, but I've also had a relatively noted entrepreneurial career, if I do say so, and been involved in two different medical device companies in the radiosurgery space, which I consider to be a 100-year or 200-year project to make neurosurgery ever a bit more effective and less invasive. And I also have a next-generation medical journal, which I think is going to be very disruptive to a very important institution in medicine, because it's there to design to discern truth, yet we're still grounded in 100-year-old, century-old traditions. So the latter is named Curious.
Take a moment and tell us about the new medical journal. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, I think medical journals are fundamental to healthcare, and they're often in the corner, and people are oblivious to their real significance. But almost nothing of major importance happens in healthcare without being vetted in medical journals today. And whether a doctor decides to learn a new procedure, whether an insurance company intends to pay for it, whether the government intends to pay for it, whether hospitals acquire the new equipment or drugs, all depends on what's been vetted in journals. And so journals are really the ground truth for this, you know, $10 trillion world industry or whatever it is. And so, but people assume that these journals are kind of some mystical, you know, entities. They're like high priests speaking among each other, when in fact, these are just ordinary human endeavors reporting oftentimes pretty mundane clinical observations. And so we've tried to take that important substrate and introduce it to the modern generation of communications based on the internet.
Well, fantastic. Can you tell us the name of the journal? Is it up and running? Where are you at on it?
Sure. The name of the journal is Curious, Curus, C-U-R-E-U-S. And it's going to do a little over 5,000 articles this year. It's doubling almost like clockwork every year. And really, the goal is to publish a few million articles every year, if not more than that. The idea is that every human being alive has almost a medical story that's worth reporting. And in aggregate, these stories are incredibly powerful, and I think will transform the way a lot of medical science is being done in the future.
Fantastic. Talk about, you've got this great career that spans academics, running a huge department, also being an entrepreneur. When you look at your life at this moment, what do you look at as your top two or three priorities right now, your top three or two or three goals?
Well, my top goal is to unleash radiosurgery for 2 million patients a year. Who I think are in the world who aren't getting, do not have access to brain, head, neck radiosurgery. And that was the genesis, that idea is the genesis of a company called Zap Surgical. Then I'm trying to transform the journal industry through Curious. And then lastly, I'm very intrigued by how precision radiation can be used to alter brain circuits and potentially be a next generation treatment for psychiatric disease like addiction and depression. And I'm in that field, I'm actually doing basic research in animals.
Talk to us more about that, because I think there's been just a new realization. If there's 330 million people in our country, all of us suffer from some form, not all of us, but a great deal of us suffer from some form of anxiety, depression, morale issues, whatever they might be, behavioral health issues. Talk about some of what you're doing there.
Well, I think the need is untold and just ginormous. It is estimated that literally more than 1 billion patients each year are afflicted with various different psychiatric disorders.
And what are you doing in that area?
And yet, over a generation, these drugs are not getting better. They're hardly improved. And we need new approaches. I mean, look, addiction is a worldwide problem, but it's especially a large problem in the United States. But, you know, modern societies, modern cultures are producing ever greater numbers of behavioral disorders. And we need new treatments. And so the idea of a non-invasive way of changing brain circuits, and we know these are brain circuits. These are no longer mysterious diseases of the brain or the mind. They're discrete lesions in the brain, increasingly. And our job is to change the way these circuits work in the brain in the least invasive way possible. And that's kind of the overarching construct behind this radiosurgical agenda.
Oh, fantastic. And so fascinating, right? So you've had a great leadership career. Talk about advice that you would give to other leaders, two or three things you might tell other leaders.
Well, I believe you have to have a grand ambition that is grounded in really trying to make the world better. You may fail, but at least if you're striving for something important, and it's not money. Money is fine as a tool, and money is fine if it comes along the path. But really, you need an agenda that makes the world a better place. It should be driven by society's needs. And if you start with that, you stick with the truth, and you work hard as hell, I think, generally speaking, good things happen.
That's fantastic. And I love that. If you start with a great passion, a great goal, something exciting, that good things will happen. The money will follow. Other things will follow if you're actually pursuing something great. Whereas if you're pursuing the money, oh, it's very crass and doesn't often work, and you never really get greatness, and it's okay, but it's not great. Talk about, you're both, a Harvard graduate and I think a Stanford graduate as well. Did you ever look at it and think, you went to Harvard and then that Stanford comparatively is like a junior college, or do you think of Stanford as a magnificent institution as well?
Yeah, well, actually, it is Stanford, Leland Stanford Junior College, but it's named after Leland Stanford Junior. Having said that, they are two different mindsets. You know, I grew up in the East Coast and fell under the spell of the aristocracy, and Harvard embodies that aristocracy. The aristocracy had a lot to offer the world, but I think the new world is emerging more and more in the left coast, as I like to say. And it's Stanford understands that it's not about the past, but it's more about the future. That is what education should be grounded in. And I think the entrepreneurial spirit just leeches out of the entire Stanford campus into the greater Silicon Valley, and then that in turn actually nourishes the Stanford campus again. So I'm a big believer in Stanford. Proud of being a Harvard grad, but I'm proud to have been part of this emergence of Stanford. Is what I really believe is the greatest university in the world today.
Well, fantastic. That's a tough day for Harvard, a good day for Stanford, and it feels like a loss in the Harvard versus Yale football game when you hear an alum say Stanford's really a far more fascinating place today and far more part of the future than Harvard is. A fascinating perspective, John. Fantastic. How do people learn more about Dr. John Adler? John, you've got this fabulous career. You do great stuff. I mean, what a fascinating life and professional life. How do people learn more about you?
Well, I have a Wikipedia page. That's a place to start. But, you can read my papers. I've written close to 300 articles, mostly scientific. They tell me largely the science and medicine that interests me most. But there are some that even describe some of my entrepreneurial endeavors. And I think if you Google me, you can find out something about me. I'm not I'm hardly a secret individual.
And talk about 300 articles. Any favorite articles, most read article, which one's the ones that have had the most impact? Is there any sense of that, or are there just so many that it's hard to categorize like that?
Well, my dream is that the articles that I've written that are ultimately going to be proven most important are still 100 years away from being fully understood as to why they're so important. And I think, if, you know, in this day of social media where things come and go so quickly, it's hard to, everything is so ephemeral. And I want to argue that greatness, or if there is such a thing, really takes time to develop and understand. So, but I've written several articles that define the field of image-guided radio surgery. I was recently notified that in the history of one of the journals that this 80-year-old history, that my article, something called the image-guided radio surgery, is the second most cited article ever in the history of the journal. And the other being how Parkinson's disease is treated with deep brain stimulation. So that article, I think, is obviously been well read, and I'd like to think it provided the foundation for how almost all modern radiotherapy is now being done with image guidance. So literally millions of patients now, or each year, get targeted, get the tumors targeted by using image guidance. It all started with my technology, the CyberKnife, which I described in this article. But ideally, my best act is yet to come, Scott. That's my goal.
That's a magnificent goal, and for all of us that, you know, like you in middle age, we hope that that's the case, that it's that our best act is yet to come. I'm a huge believer in that and love that, John. What a great pleasure to visit with you.
Same here, Scott. Delighted to chat here.
Thank you so much. Dr. John Adler on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, truly an inspiring individual. Nothing better than hearing somebody say, well, taking away the comments about Harvard and dishing Harvard, which is actually a magnificent institution, but nothing better than hearing somebody talk about how their best act is yet to come and they're still at it. I love that. And it truly is the case for yourself. You're just a magnificent leader. What a pleasure to visit with you, Dr. Adler.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk here. Okay, Scott, you be good.